This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. And Barkley. And you. Today. My wife has started doing that. Today.
When are you having the baby? If you're listening to this weekend. In a month.
and then like if you ask in June, when did you have the baby? 3 weeks from tomorrow.
If you're listening to this
after
I have
the child.
2 weeks
from this past Wednesday.
Yesterday.
Okay. Over the course of the next 60 minutes on the show, we will bring you all our bets for tonight. How's your card looking, by the way? We've got one hockey game tonight, a couple NBA games.
The NBA, like, really, there's actually interesting stuff, I promise. I don't want to bet any of it, but it's interesting. For awards, there's, like, a couple interesting things going on. Hockey, there's one game. I like bets and like questions in baseball that I think I got a little itch for baseball betting, I think, just like a little bit. We read a bunch of the game recap stories from last night's games just to start open up like the award spreadsheet that will now be open every day from now until September and just try to like, again, like for me, especially like familiarize myself with all these players. Like, okay, like here's the list for the Cy Young. I mean, I've heard of most of those players, but like Rookie of the Year, I don't know any of them. Okay, Manager of the Year, Comeback Player of the Year, which is in one place, which is incredibly, incredibly funny that market is now open. They've been handing it out for about 20 years. So I got a couple of questions in baseball, some bets that I like, and we'll see what happens.
I've got like four bets written down for baseball for us to talk about coming up in the final segments of the show, and we'll obviously give bets for the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. It's like, what can go wrong tonight?
Oh, man. Well, and that's the funny thing. Like, Houston is not getting bet. Duke has actually gotten bet a little in that game. Favorite got bet out in Tennessee and Marquette, which were the two bets that I talked about liking the most earlier in the week. And, like, now those numbers were like a point away from that. So, I don't know. We'll see. And Gonzaga has gotten bet pretty aggressively in the last couple hours, I would say. A lot of 4.5s on the board right now.
All right, so we'll give you our college basketball bets for tonight to wrap up the show in 40 minutes. We'll wrap up our UFL conversation coming up in a little bit. We'll guess the opening point spreads for this weekend. As a reminder to all our listeners and viewers, Ken and I are back tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Eastern. You Better You Bet's countdown to tip-off, getting you set to bet and hopefully win on the Elite Eight round of the NCAA tournament, most outstanding player futures and all that good stuff coming up tomorrow morning. But joining us right now to talk the games coming up tonight in the Sweet 16, to talk the Elite Eight tomorrow, and maybe commiserate with us. I actually don't know how his betting night went last night. Couldn't have been worse than mine, thanks to North Carolina. Our, joining us right now is our good friend, the great Dallin Cuff, who's absolutely killing it right now, not just on ESPN, studio host and analyst both for their college hoops coverage, and you can watch him on ESPN Bet Live, but also doing awesome work for our friends at SiriusXM College Sports Radio. We're on SiriusXM, so Dallin, our teammate now, SiriusXM College Sports Radio, Channel 84. He will be in Phoenix next week, the site of the Final Four, obviously hosting shows on SiriusXM College Sports Radio, so check him out there, and of course on ESPN. And on Twitter at Dallin Cuff. My friend, welcome back to the show. Nick and Ken, how's it going?
What a hell of an intro, my friend. I always love coming on with you. Make me feel like $100. Actually, last night was great. The only L was in game, you got Alabama plus 10.5. That was probably 6 minutes into that game, which was pretty great. And I think it's basically because of the star for Carolina. And that looks good because Trimble and Kadu are hitting threes. That's not really a sustainable model. I didn't think Carolina would lose. I had them pre-flop at minus 4.5. So we went a little heavier in the in-game bet. So came a little ahead of there. And then the rest of them were wins. I can't bet UConn being in Connecticut, but you can handle that out. But the other two games, Illinois money line, and took the points with I'm blanking on the other game. We had one loss yesterday. It was in Carolina minus 4.5. So it's been good. In-game wagering for me has been the best through the course of the tournament, as we're seeing how some of these matchups are going to play out versus what we think they're going to be. Let's be honest, guys. A couple times I've doubled down hard against myself within 6 minutes to win. But before the game, I was way freaking off.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I love this side. And then you're at the under 12 timeout, be like, I have no idea what I was doing. Like, why did I do that after watching the first set? Like, I mean, like Clemson, Arizona yesterday. Like, if you liked Arizona before that game, I probably didn't. Like, 8 minutes into the game, 12 minutes into the game. Down, one question about UConn, and then we could talk about the four games coming up tonight. You know, we had Clark Kellogg on earlier in the show, asked him the same question. Just, I think we're all as bettors trying to figure out, okay, like, is there a team that can give UConn, like, an A game and maybe beat them? Even like, you know, if UConn has an off night or something, if UConn plays their best, they probably win every game. Is there a team, maybe it's Illinois tomorrow? That was Clark's answer. Is there a team coming up, either Alabama, Clemson, Illinois, team on the right side of the bracket, you think really has a chance to give UConn an L in this tournament?
Well, the thing you have to do with UConn is, A, you have to be able to score, but you have to be able to defend. So you have to be able to balance the team. That's what concerns you about Illinois. If Illinois, you know, they've defended pretty poorly in the last, you know, 5 or 6 weeks. They've had games where they've been better, and last night was a game where they were better. But also, Iowa State is a team that can struggle to score at times, so it helps play into that a little bit. You have to be balanced. You have to be balanced. You have to have a big that can battle with Klingon, can also protect their own rim, and you have to have guards that can make plays and sustain and handle a little bit of pressure too, and a little bit of guys getting into them. So there are those that really narrows the gap. And I think Tennessee can compete with them. I think, Purdue, if the guards can handle enough to get to that point, they may be able to compete with them. They will be able to compete with them, but I think it's few and far between. Now I look on that left side. Like I said, I don't think Illinois, if Illinois scores a ton and UConn does not shoot it well, or doesn't play well offensively, they could have a chance. But I really do think that you're going to have to be balanced because UConn can score and they can really guard. They can play in a half-court game. They play an up-tempo game. They've got a rim protector. They can give the ball to a guy in the post, and he can score. They've got a number of different dudes that can make plays. You don't have to just key on one guy to take away, and you're okay. So on that left side of the bracket, Alabama I don't think defends well enough. I don't think Clemson has enough of size to handle him. Now, but granted, P.J. Hall could punish Klingon if he's guarding him away from the perimeter, so that would be an interesting matchup if they get to that point, if Clemson finds a way to get the win here. But The biggest threats to them remain on the right side, really, in Tennessee, Purdue, Creighton, and maybe even Houston. But you have to have balance. You have to have those elements I put before, and there's only a couple teams that really do that at a high level.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You better you bet with Nick and Ken here on a Friday, talking the NCAA tournament with our friend Dallin Cuff, ESPN studio host and analyst for college hoops coverage, studio host and analyst on ESPN Bet Live, and host on SiriusXM College Sports Nation Channel 84, live from Phoenix next week for the Final Four. Dallin, we'll do the four games tonight in a second. Give us, if you can, in like 30 seconds, just so we save time for tonight's games. Do you have a thought on who's going to win tomorrow, Clemson and Alabama, in the West region to go to the Final Four? Bama about a 2.5-point favorite in that game. Do you have a lean or like a bet that you think you're going to place Clemson and Bama coming up tomorrow, total 164.5?
I haven't contemplated as much as I probably should. We're talking about some of these games tonight, but my lean is to Clemson just on gut. I think they're consistently, their ability to be less, have less of a variance. If Alabama makes a bunch of threes, they win the game. And I think I'm going to bet the tap, like, to just tip my hat that if they make a bunch of threes, I'll take an L. But I think Clemson's balance in the offensive and defensive end, and then the multitude by ways they can hurt you. I'm going to lean toward them. And Brad Brunell coached an outstanding game last night. I think he can do it again in this game coming up. They play a slower tempo, which can affect Alabama and their rhythm. So let's go with the Tigers. I don't even know if I'll take it 2.5. I'll just go money line for a little bit more value and think they win and they go to Final Four.
Yeah, just going to be so interesting. I saw Alabama try to get out in transition, shoot a ton of threes against North Carolina. Like Clemson, it's like everybody back. Let's set up our defense. Let's like take our time when we have the ball. Like just like who wins out style-wise. And that game, I think, is really interesting. Let's do the four games tonight, Dallin. First game, Marquette has taken some money that even since yesterday. So they were 6, 6.5, now 7.5 in most places against NC State. Kind of one of like the Cinderellas, if you want to call them that, of the tournament. 151.5 the total. Any bets for you in the first game tonight with Marquette and NC State?
Yeah, I like the points here. Like NC State, I think they can win without a doubt. They've proven to us they can beat anybody, can be a very good team. So they can win the game, but I think they can. I like the matchup with Oso Iguodaro and DJ Burns if they're guarding each other, and they may not. They may do some cross matching, but how each team handles that individual guy is important. And then obviously keeping Tyler Kolick out of the lane, trying to force him to drive to score, don't drive to create, because that's when you get in real problems. NC State's guards have played really well. Marcel and Horn have scored the ball really well. They're playing at a very high level. So give me the 7.5. I'm not really sold on what their metrics were back in early February. This is a different team than we saw 5 weeks ago. So I'll take the points.
7.5 is the number right now for NC State and our show sponsor, BetMGM. Dallin, how about Purdue and Gonzaga? Purdue is a 4.5-point favorite now, so Gonzaga's gotten bet a little bit over the course of the last couple hours. Purdue -4.5, 154.5 the total.
Yeah, I like Purdue here, and I think this is more about Gonzaga's guards and not about the matchup they played early in the year, but Gonzaga's a much better, much different team there. To affect Purdue, you know what Edie's going to do? You have to get up in their guards and make them feel you, turn them over, speed them up, and if to use a soccer term, stop service to Edie, stop the ability for them to easily get them entry passes into Edie. And I don't think Gonzaga doesn't have the guards to really do it. They don't defend in that way. They defend okay, but they are a team offensively. They're really good when they play through EK. They can shoot it better now. Ben Gregg's addition to the lineup has been really good. Ned Hard's a really good guard. They are not a defensive, tough physical team, and that's not how they're built. So I don't think they can impose their will the way that they need to. So I'm going to lay the – I like the numbers come down because I talked about 5.5 earlier today. I got the click bet because I do think there was an option that people were going to bet Gonzaga with the number. So I'm going to take the Boilers at 4.5.
Down the second game in Dallas is, really like a really, really interesting matchup. Duke and Houston, kind of like the team that's had the great regular season success against a team with like a ton of talent, but maybe you don't see it all the time. And kind of how does this fit together? Also, does Houston, are they too physical for Duke? We've had a bunch of people on the show this week kind of bring that up, like Tennessee in the tournament last year. Houston, a 4-point favorite, total 133.5. How about Houston and Duke?
Yeah, those three people in the stripes, my man, that's what's going to define here things, I think, Nick and Ken. Like, if the game is called like Duke and JMU were, where Edwards got two fouls, the Sunbelt Player of the Year in the first 90 seconds, they couldn't be physical, they couldn't get in them. Duke's talent and ability can impact this game at a whole different level. Then they can win the game. I like them to cover. If it is called tightly, I mean, it's called loose, and, Houston's about to play the way they played all year and get up in you and be physical and push and pull and double and turn you guys over and speed guys up. then I think the Cougs cover. I'm betting that they're going to let them play more than there's a tighter whistle here. And Houston's going to kind of have a little bit of a positive regression based on how they played in the last game out against A&M. I think they win. I think they cover. But the officiating, is like I said before, if you see fouls called early in that game, there may be a double down on the Blue Devils coming for me in the you know, 7-minute mark, 8-minute mark of the game, because that's very different.
I was just going to say, like, I like Houston in the game also, but if it's going to be, like, who's going to get the favorable whistle, Duke minus a million against Houston. Dallas, let's close. Final game of the night. Tennessee has been bet out now, and it's not juiced one way or the other here. Tennessee's more than a possession against Creighton, -3.5, -110 at BetMGM, 146.5 the total. So, like, a big difference between laying 2.5 with Tennessee and laying 3.5. Like, I know it's only a point, but around, like, the number 3, make it a full over a possession now with the Vols. Who do you like in the final game tonight, Dallas? Alan, 30 seconds here, please. Tennessee and Creighton.
That movement has changed my. I was going to go Tennessee before. I was kind of torn on it, but I do. I love that. Well, to your point, over a possession. I think it's the best game on paper coming in. I think Creighton is capable, especially within their target 35. Not a lot of depth. They're able to get threes up. Tennessee has a good 3-point percentage defensively, but in terms of allowing teams to shoot, they're bottom 50 in attempted threes. So I think Creighton's going to be able to get looks up. Their elite shooting team, hopefully a positive regression on their side as well. I'm long for Tennessee with some futures and playing to the tournament and into the final and the final four. So, I mean, this is a bit of a hedge play on what I have in the futures, but I do think I like the points of Creighton. They can obviously win it straight up, but I'll take those 3.5 points and maybe thread the needle. We'll see.
Dallin, apologies if you're not, like, up on this, what I'm about to ask you right now. I'm guessing you probably are because you're a huge fan of this team, but huge game in the Premier League this weekend. Your Arsenal Gunners take down Manchester City on Sunday. Any thoughts on the game of one of the games of the year in the Premier League coming up on Sunday? Arsenal and City in like 15 seconds.
Why in the hell is this on Easter, by the way, dude? Like, what are we doing here? Yeah, like, this isn't helping me at all. Like, it's in terms of planning and got my daughter and all this stuff. Like, this is the whole season's been hinges on this game, and it kicks off at 11:30. I hope they win. I don't think I can bet it. I can't emotionally be involved in financially. This would be just massive. So it is a huge game, and yes, I'll be walking off my phone doing an Easter egg hunt with my daughter here in our house we just moved into. So that'll be an event.
Well, yeah. Oh, and congratulations on that. And, you know, the NFL has the war on Christmas, and now the football, the Premier League, has the war on Easter. Absolutely. Nothing sacred anymore. Dallin is the best. You watch him on ESPN, studio host and analyst for their college hoops coverage. He's on ESPN Bet Live, studio host and analyst, and again, hosting next week on SiriusXM College Sports Radio, Channel 84, live from Phoenix, getting you set for the Final Four. Our SiriusXM teammate, our friend Dallin Cuff, my friend, we appreciate it. Hope you have a great Easter. Good luck with the bets, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Be well.
Our friend Dallin Cuff joining us here on the show. Well, he's right. It's like sports all the time. It's cool.
We're less than an hour from the first game again. Starting to get
That's
excited
crazy.
Again.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It crushed last night. Now I'm really excited again.
What do bettors and cornerbacks have in common? Gotta have short memories, man. And also backpedal really fast. You know, bets for tonight coming up later, but on the other side, your favorite bets for tonight and the rest of the UFL rosters.